In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which God created and made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath day. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Ye shall therefore keep the Sabbath, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is a Sabbath of rest, holy unto the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations. That ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the Son of Man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Also the sons of the stranger, that join themselves to the Lord to serve him, to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasures, nor speaking thine own words. Then thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. For the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath day. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into the pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went in the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath day, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached unto them the next Sabbath. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city to hear the word of God. And on the Sabbath day we went out of the city by the riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women that resorted thither, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And it shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith the Lord, to bring no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day to do no work therein, then there shall enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And this city shall remain forever. But if ye will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear burden, even entering into the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palace of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. But they mocked the messengers of God, and despised his words, and misused his prophets until the wrath of the Lord rose against his people until there was no remedy. Her priests have violated my law, have profaned my holy things, have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbath, and I am profaned among them. Because thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, thine ox, thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said unto them, What evil thing is this ye do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus? And did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants set eye at the gates, that there should be no burden brought in on the Sabbath day. If God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the reading of God's Word pertaining to God's holy Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, beginning in the book of Genesis and ending in the book of Revelation throughout the entire Bible. You can see that the Bible upholds and teaches that the seventh day of the week is God's holy Sabbath. And you can also see that there is a blessing attached to the obedience of God's Sabbath. You can also see there is a curse attached to disobedience and disregard for the holy Sabbath of the Lord. No doubt there is questions in your mind. Why do the majority of people disregard the seventh day of the week, commonly known as Saturday, as the Sabbath? Some time ago, I gave you some lessons from the book of Revelation, especially chapter 13, where God warned through John on the Isle of Patmos that there would be a universal deception developed on the ruins of the Roman Empire and would cause all the world to wonder after the beast. How true this has come to pass, because the wholesale deception today taught in the name of Jesus Christ is responsible for the disregard of the holy Sabbath of God. But remember, God does not change. His laws are eternal and unchangeable. So, if you're interested in learning about this most sacred truth and doing something about it, why don't you write to us? Because we'll be happy to give you all the information we can to help you to see that God's Word teaches that Christians are to observe the holy Sabbath of God. Because Jesus did that, He kept His Father's commandments, and He teaches you and I to do the same.
You may have literature on the true Sabbath of the Lord. My mailing address, K.C. Walker, Route 1, Mentone, Alabama, 35984. God bless you till I come to you again is my prayer.